In 2009, Vito Cangini Jr. was denied a liquor license for his tavern by the Crivitz Village Board. In protest of their decision, the Marine Corps veteran flew an American flag upside down on the property, which is a signal of distress under United States Code. Cangini's attorney, Chris Moyler, says then, during a 4th of July parade, village police contacted the local district attorney asking for authority to remove it.
They thought the crowd was getting riled up, and there was testimony that, you know, they were potentially going to go either do damage to property or do something to the flag.
Moyler says police entered Cangini's property and took down the flag. Cangini quickly sued the village, claiming that police and the DA had violated his First Amendment rights.
By taking it down, they were saying that they essentially disagreed and that form of speech wouldn't be tolerated because supposedly there was hostility towards what was being said. And government, whether it's counties, municipalities, whoever, the government isn't supposed to suppress speech.
Chief U.S. District Judge William Griesbach agreed and granted a summary judgment in Cangini's favor. Griesbach ruled that there must be more than a potential for a breach of the peace to justify censorship of expressive conduct. Moyler says they'll be back in court in October to decide damages for Mr. Cangini unless he and the village of Crivitz settles out of court. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.